Well, hello and welcome back to another episode of Bible Prophecy for Today. My name is Heather, and today we are reading through the Bible, the one-year chronological Bible, the New Living Translation, large print, of course. And today we are getting caught up. I do believe we are on April the 21st. This is when Abner joins forces with King David. And so let's go ahead and jump into that this morning. I am actually at work. I'm not quite going in yet. I'm in the parking lot. So I have a little bit of time. And I was like, let's jump on and get into the Word of God. And so may the Lord God bless the reading of His Word today. So they've changed my schedule quite a bit, and so we've had a little bit of craziness going on, but nothing that the Lord can't handle. So let's jump on today, April the 21st, 2 Samuel chapter 3, verse 6 through 21. So Abner joins forces with David. As the war between the house of Saul and the house of David went on, Abner became a powerful leader among those loyal to Saul. One day, Ishbosheth, Saul's son, accused Abner of sleeping with one of his father's concubines, a woman named Rizpah, daughter of Aiah. Abner was furious. "Am I some Judean dog to be kicked around like this?" he shouted. "After all I have done for your father, Saul, and his family and friends by not handing you over to David, is this my reward that you find fault with me about this woman? May God strike me and even kill me if I don't do everything I can to help David get what the Lord has promised him. I'm going to take Saul's kingdom and give it to David. I will establish the throne of David over Israel as well as Judah, all the way from Dan in the north to Beersheba in the south." Ishbosheth didn't dare say another word because he was afraid of what Abner might do. Then Abner sent messengers to David saying, "Doesn't the entire land belong to you? Make a solemn pact with me and I will help turn over all of Israel to you." "All right," David replied, "but I will not negotiate with you unless you bring back my wife, Michal, Saul's daughter, when you come." David then sent this message to Ishbosheth, Saul's son: "Give me back my wife, Michal, for I bought her with the lives of 100 Philistines." So Ishbosheth took Michal away from her husband, Palti, son of Laish. Palti followed along behind her as far as Behurim, weeping as he went. Then Abner told him, "Go back home." So Palti returned. Meanwhile, Abner had consulted with the elders of Israel. For some time now, he told them, You have wanted to make David your king, and now is the time. For the Lord has said, I have chosen David to save my people Israel from the hands of the Philistines and from all their other enemies. Abner also spoke with the men of Benjamin. Then he went to Hebron to tell David that all the people of Israel and Benjamin had agreed to support him. When Abner and 20 of his men came to Hebron, David entertained them with a great feast. Then Abner said to David, "Let me go and call an assembly of all Israel to support my lord, the king. Then they will make a covenant with you to make you their king, and you will rule over everything your heart desires." So David sent Abner safely on his way. Joab murders Abner. 2 Samuel chapter 3, verses 22 through 30. But just after David had sent Abner away in safety, Joab and some of David's troops returned from a raid, bringing much plunder with them. When Joab arrived, he was told that Abner had just been there visiting the king and had been sent away in safety. Joab rushed to the king and demanded, "What have you done? What do you mean by letting Abner get away? You know perfectly well that he came to spy on you and find out everything you're doing." Joab then left David and sent messengers to catch up with Abner, asking him to return. They found him at the well of Sarah and brought him back, though David knew nothing about it. When Abner arrived back at Hebron, Joab took him aside at the gateway as if to speak to him privately, but then he stabbed Abner in the stomach and killed him in revenge for killing his brother Asahel. When David heard about it, he declared, "I vow by the Lord that I and my kingdom are forever innocent of this crime against Abner, son of Ner. Joab and his family are the guilty ones. May the family of Joab be cursed in every generation with the man who has opened sores of leprosy, or who walks on crutches, or dies by the sword, or begs for food." So Joab and his brother Abishai killed Abner because Abner had killed their brother Asahel at the Battle of Gibeon. David mourns Abner's death. 2 Samuel chapter 3, verse 31 through 39. Then David said to Joab and all those who were there with him, "Tear your clothes and put on burlap, mourn for Abner, and King David himself walked behind the procession of the grave. They buried Abner in Hebron, and the king and all the people wept at his graveside. Then the king sang this funeral song for Abner. Should Abner have died as fools die, your hands were not bound, your feet were not chained. No, you were murdered, the victim of a wicked plot. All the people wept again for Abner. David had refused to eat anything on the day of the funeral, and now everyone begged him to eat. But David had made a vow, saying, "May God strike me and even kill me if I eat anything before sundown." This pleased the people very much. In fact, everything the king did pleased them. So everyone in Judah and all Israel understood that David was not responsible for Abner's death. Then King David said to his officials, "Don't you realize that a great commander has fallen today in Israel? And even though I am the anointed king, these two sons of Zeruiah, Joab and Abishai, are too strong for me to control. So may the Lord repay these evil men for their evil deeds." The murder of Ishbosheth. 2 Samuel chapter 4, verses 1 through 3. When Ishbosheth, Saul's son, heard about Abner's death at Hebron, he lost all courage, and all Israel became paralyzed with fear. Now there were two brothers, Baanah and Rechab, who were captains of Ishbosheth's raiding parties. They were sons of Rimmon, a member of the tribe of Benjamin, who lived in Beeroth. The town of Beeroth is now part of Benjamin's territory because the original people of Beeroth fled to Gittim, where they still live as foreigners. 2 Samuel chapter 4, verses 5 through 12. One day, Rechab and Baanah, the sons of Rimmon from Beeroth, went to Ishbosheth's house around noon as he was taking his midday rest. The doorkeeper, who had been sifting wheat, became drowsy and fell asleep. So Rechab and Baanah slipped past her. They went into the house and found Ishbosheth sleeping on his bed. They struck and killed him and cut off his head. Then, taking his head with them, they fled across the Jordan Valley through the night. When they arrived at Hebron, they presented Ishbosheth's head to David. "Look," they exclaimed to the king, "here is the head of Ishbosheth, the son of your enemy Saul, who tried to kill you. Today the Lord has given my lord the king revenge on Saul and his entire family." But David said to Rechab and Baanah, "The Lord who saves me from all my enemies is my witness. Someone once told me Saul is dead, thinking he was bringing me good news, but I seized him and killed him at Ziklag. That's the reward I gave him for his news. How much more should I reward evil men who have killed an innocent man in his own house and on his own bed? Shouldn't I hold you responsible for his blood and rid the earth of you?" So David ordered his men to kill them, and they did. They cut off their hands and feet and hung their bodies beside the pool in Hebron. Then they took Ishbosheth's head and buried it in Abner's tomb in Hebron. So guys, I hope you're enjoying this as we travel through the Word of God chronologically. And I hope you'll join me the next time as we start. It'll be 2 Samuel chapter 5, verses 1 through 3. We'll be in 1002 B.C., and this is when David becomes king of all Israel. And so, until then, guys, get into the Word of God. Let the Word of God get into you. And Maranatha, Lord Jesus, Maranatha. May today be the day that the Lord Jesus comes and takes us home. Wouldn't that be a wonderful day? And it could happen today. It could happen tomorrow. But boy, oh boy, we know it's getting close. If you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, I pray that today is the day that you would make that decision for the Lord Jesus Christ. You have to make a choice. You have to make a choice. And so we are not all God's children. People say that a lot, but we're not. You're only a child of God is if you have Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And so I pray that today you would cry out to the Lord, ask Him to save you, repent of your sins, ask Him to forgive you, and invite Him into your heart. And so with that, guys, I'm going to get out of here. And may the Lord God bless you and keep you, and may His face shine upon you. And just keep looking out for the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ.